How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw aside the curtain on a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, a moment in the life of one of history's most ruthless and sinister men. But first, a word from a familiar voice. And that's a man with a message. Now, if you will, step with me behind the scenes to a place upon which the apprehensive eyes of an entire world are fixed, the Kremlin of Moscow. One of the Earth's most powerful men stands at a window which looks toward the West, dreaming dreams for which an entire world is not too large. He is Russia, this man, and his power is absolute. His eyes glint with satisfaction as he glances at the dreary, rain-swept courtyard below. A long line of people with bowed heads and chained hands shuffle hopelessly past. The latest recruits for Siberia, the inevitable fate of those who dare even whisper against this man's rule. Thousands of others have not been as fortunate. Their bones have been returned to Russia's soil, thrown there in the course of 100 purges. And there'll be others, because Russia is honeycombed with informers, and no man, even the least, is safe from their tongue. As he puffs at his pipe, this man knows that none in Russia dare dispute his command. But it's not upon the city and people below him upon which his thoughts are fixed, but upon the far horizons which stretch to the west and south. Poland and the Baltic shores already are his. And it's of Italy, Germany, and France that he now is thinking. His army now is one of the most powerful in the world. He smiles grimly when he thinks of a few years past when that army was the thing of derision, when it was losing battle after battle to one of the most ruthless aggressors Europe ever had known, an aggressor who'd overrun Poland and many another nation, then had hurled his strength against Russia. But while he'd been losing battles against this invader, the man in the Kremlin also had been learning. And finally, his divisions had turned the tide and the invader had been crushed and now was dead. Yes, the stage is being set. Already hundreds of thousands of slave laborers are building up his cities and his factories of war. His agents are sending him intelligence from many lands. Italy, Germany, France. And then the man looks toward the south, the fabled Golden Horn, Turkey's Dardanelles, the vital gateway to the Black Sea. Yes, possession of the Golden Horn, through which the navy this man is building, can pour into the Mediterranean, can take his troops to Africa, can place his strength across Britain's vital lifeline to India and the Far East. And at the thought of India and its wealth and its potential slave population, the man with the pipe smiles like a wolf. Yes, he looks long and fixedly at the south. There'll be trouble with Britain, but Russia must have that gateway and will. Yes, it is a vast, glittering, and entirely possible dream this man with the thick mustache, hair, and pipe sees as he looks to the west. There's just one force that can stop him, and without his knowledge, that fate is touching upon his shoulder. But before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The dark shape that stood at this man's shoulder was death. It alone could prevent an attempt to realize the vision dreamed by the man whom history knows as Peter the Great. The man is gone, but his dreams have haunted the Kremlin's walls for 2 1/4 centuries. And they are dreams that in Russia still are lurking behind the scenes. And now this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again at this same time in another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney Radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.